Are you living in CAM reception center or not?
Yes, I live in a CAM.
How the situation inside the CAM?
The situation, it's so difficult, you know. It's like 20 people in one room, and there is too much people. You know, every group in the world, they have, stupid people, and like bad people and good people. So the bad people, even them 10%, they bother who's good people.
Which way they bother them?
Like if you stand in a line to take a lunch or something like this, they came and push you and stay in your line, and you cannot complain because the worker, they didn't see that, and they didn't know who say the true and who say not true. So that's for example. And there is a Finnish people giving us bring to us like help, like clothes and something like this. So our workers put it in some room, they call it a warehouse, and then like they just open it just like this and
click.
Yeah, and we don't know. So those people always sitting close this room, and when they open the room, they take they not a group, but like everyone, he's work for himself, you know, and he's tried to take everything. Like we had one father and his son, they had seven big bags, only stuff from like clothes and shoes from the warehouse.
What are you doing by these?
They just save it, you know, and then one guy in them room tried to make fun of them, so he told them, I want to buy clothes. I have money and I want to buy it. They told him, we have a clothes. We can sell it to you. And he's asked them, can I see it? They say yes. They make all the seven guys, the seven bags empty to show him what they have. And then he say, no, I don't like it. He don't want to buy.
What about the workers of reception centers?
They always busy and working hard, and they can, you know, we was 300 people.
You complain?
We complain, but they cannot focus, you know. We are 300, they cannot organize the faces, you know.
Which kind of people who make problems?
I got two people in my room now. Well, like they try to make a problem, but not with me because I'm speaking English and I good to defend about myself. I can explain to the worker or to tell them what's going on. But I have three guys now in my room. They not speak English. I'm translator now for Channel One. They make some report to some show about 30 minutes. It will be in the TV soon, and they make interview, and I'm a translator to them. So they took me one time to some camp outside to translate.
Do they pay for your salary?
Until now I didn't know. I didn't get any pay, but I'm.
So you are a volunteer.
Yeah, it's yeah. Some kind of this, but they give me like a food money. It's something simple, you know, and they give me also like a cart bus because I have to go and move in Helsinki, inside the Helsinki, and they give me they over the home for me also.
Let's know the most horrible problem that you have faced during your being in CAM.
As I told you, there is stupid people, they make you hear some word and it's not directly to your face, so you cannot.
How many percentage?
It's about 10%.
Only?
Yeah, but that's 10%. If it's 1% and he's make you hear a bad word, it's a crush you from your inside.
So in all your place where we're living, only 10% who are making all these problems.
Yes. And if you go to complain, he can defend about himself. He say no, he's liar, and there is no camera or there is no witnesses, something like this. They choose the time, the way to bother you.
Hier erzählt Yassir von den Zuständen in der Asylunterkunft. Er meint, naja, es sind 20 Leute in einem Raum, das ist schon nicht so schön. Aber es gibt eben auch Leute, die Stress machen. Die meisten Leute sind in Ordnung, aber sagen wir mal 10% von den Leuten dort sind nicht in Ordnung. Und das Problem ist, dass die Zuständigen für die Unterkunft bei 300 Leuten das nicht herausfiltern können. Und viele sprechen eben auch kein Englisch. Es sei zum Beispiel so, dass die Leute sich vordrängeln oder, noch schlimmer, dass sie Kleider stehlen, die dann an andere verkaufen und so weiter. Ihn würden sie in Ruhe lassen, weil er Englisch spricht, weil er sich wehren kann. Und er würde aber auch sich darum bemühen, anderen zu helfen, indem er eben übersetzt. Und er hat eben auch das Glück, dass er Interviews übersetzen kann für Journalisten.